Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sports to the Max on a Friday as we kick off the long three-day holiday weekend, Memorial Day on Monday. Could be some rain in the Twin Cities, so bring your umbrella wherever you're going. Eric in for Mike. It's 8:38 p.m. in the Central Time Zone here on the 50,000-watt boomstick, News Talk 830 WCCO. And our next guest comes to you on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline, the Hall of Fame quarterback, Warren Moon. And, Warren, thanks so much for spending some time with us. And during this pandemic, I've been binging on A Pro Football Life, where they profile some of the greats in the history of the National Football League and some of the memorable games. And I watched your episode and didn't realize you were an expert chocolate chip cookie baker.
Yeah, I had a chocolate chip cookie business. I started it up in Canada when I was playing there. I had five stores, and then when I came down to Houston, I started with another six stores in and around the Houston area. So it was a lot of fun. It was I always wanted to be an entrepreneur. I thought I had a great cookie recipe, and I kind of got the idea from Famous Amos, who was a great cookie maker back when I was in high school. And I didn't see a market for it up in Canada when I went up there, so I got it started, and it went very well. But it took so much of my time, I ended up having to sell it. I sold it to Mrs. Fields, believe it or not. And I just didn't have time to run a business like that, trying to be an NFL quarterback. So it was a lot of fun while I did it, though.
I've never met a chocolate chip cookie I didn't like, and it's funny. I was going to bring up Famous Amos and Mrs. Fields. So you actually sold the company to Debbie Fields?
Yeah, she wanted to come into the Houston market, so she ended up buying all my locations, and worked out as a pretty good deal for me. So that was my introductory into entrepreneurism, and it was something I really enjoyed.
All right. Well, of course, you cooked up a lot of good things on the football field, and I know you're still very close to the NFL. Let's start with a hot-button topic that broke a few days ago. And we all know the NFL needs to do a much better job of getting more minority head coaches and people in front offices, but they've come up with this new idea where you can move up in the draft if you hire somebody who's African-American or a minority, and kind of odd incentives for making somebody try to do the right thing. What was your reaction when you saw that, Warren?
You know, the Rooney Rule was put in place to try and create more opportunities for African Americans and people of color to get more jobs in head coaching and in front offices, like you said, and it was put in there with the right idea. But I think over the years, people have been able to circumvent the rule and get around it and just kind of have a token interview for some minorities just to get to who they really wanted to hire. So I think the NFL has been conscious of that over the years. They've been watching the numbers go down as far as the number of African Americans and minorities at the head coaching positions and also as general managers and presidents around the league. I think we were up as high as 9 African American coaches at one time. Now we're down to 4. Minorities, with Ron Rivera being, you know, of a Mexican descent. So they know something needs to be done, and they're just, I think they're throwing out just a lot of ideas right now, and some of those ideas got out, and they're not necessarily the best. I don't necessarily agree with that incentivized program that they're putting together. It almost reminds me of something like affirmative action, but something needs to be done to create some opportunity. So hopefully more ideas come out. It's a shame that some of these guys who are really qualified to be head coaches, like a Byron Leftwich, who had one of the top offenses in the league last year in Tampa Bay. He's their offensive coordinator. He didn't really get considered for any big jobs. Or Eric Bieniemy, who just was the offensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, he's one of the top offenses in the league, and he got some consideration, but, you know, really not serious consideration compared to some of these other guys who have gotten jobs that don't have the credentials that some of these guys have. So something has to be done to create more opportunities for these African Americans and minorities to get more opportunities, and hopefully some better ideas will come out than what has come out already.
Yeah, and nobody is suggesting that you hire someone as a token or just because of what their background is, but there are qualified candidates who get bypassed. And, you know, I said last week here on CCO Warren that if Eric Bieniemy, as you said, offensive coordinator, Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs, working with Patrick Mahomes, the MVP, right under Andy Reid, who is highly respected all over the NFL map, if Eric Bieniemy was white, I truly believe he'd have a head coaching job now, and it's hard for me to fathom that he doesn't. I look at Robert Saleh in San Francisco, their defensive coordinator. When they played the Vikings in January in Santa Clara, I was at the game. I mean, they physically dominated Minnesota, yet he lost out to Kevin Stefanski in Cleveland, and maybe Stefanski will be a very good head coach. Who knows? But my point is, there are qualified guys who do seem to get bypassed. Jim Caldwell, Leslie Frazier. It's clearly an issue, isn't it?
It's a big issue, and just those names you rattled off, and there's more guys that are out there. These are, a lot of these guys have played in the league. They know the league, they know the players, and they've also gotten qualified as being coaches with the right amount of coaching under their belt. So they definitely deserve a little bit more consideration than what they're getting right now. And I understand it. You know, there's owners out there and there's general managers that they want to work with people that kind of look like them and are like them. And I get that. But there's also guys that are qualified that might not look like them and aren't like them that can run their football teams and be successful doing it. And we've seen a lot of them do it, whether it's Tony Dungy or we can go on and on. Mike Tomlin right there in Pittsburgh, who has a couple of Super Bowl wins. So there are guys out there that can coach the game. They just don't happen to be of the same color or ethnicity as some of these owners and general managers.
Yeah, Dennis Green here in Minnesota, a guy you played for back in the day, had tremendous success. 8 playoff teams in 10 years. He won 101 games, did a lot of good things for the Vikings. We're talking with Warren Moon, the Hall of Fame quarterback, here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline.
And more importantly, look at Dennis Green's tree, the guys that left him and went on to become successful coaches as well. That shows you that not only is he a great head coach for the team that he's with, but he's teaching other coaches the right way to do it, and they go on and become successful.
Yeah, I mean, the fruits of Dennis Green's tree include Ty Willingham going to Notre Dame and Stanford, and then you've got also Brian Billick winning a Super Bowl with Baltimore, Tony Dungy winning one with Indianapolis, so that's a great point. And of course, you lived it, Warren, you know, coming out of high school in the Los Angeles area, Hamilton High, and really not getting many nibbles as a quarterback. I think Arizona State wanted you. You went to a junior college, and then you wind up at Washington, and you clearly had the credentials to go to the NFL from the get-go, and yet you had to go to Edmonton and win all those Grey Cups up there on the tundra. So you've lived it, and unfortunately, it's part of the NFL's history, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is, and they've done a much better job at the quarterback position over the years. And if you look at the league right now, I mean, probably, I don't know, 5 or 6 of the top 10 quarterbacks in the league right now are African American. So there's been a great uplifting at that position in the league over the years. But we've really got a long way to go as far as the coaching and general managers and also presidents in the league. And one way that's going to happen, I think, is you got to get more African American ownership. And if you get more African Americans to own football teams, to own sports teams, then they get a chance to hire the people that they want to hire as well. And that's another way to try and get it done. But that's not going to happen overnight. So the other way to get that done is to get the people that are in power right now, the owners that are in power in the National Football League, they've just got to do something to give these guys more of an opportunity than what they're getting right now.
You know, Warren, historically, through the decades, we've seen prominent African-American athletes stand up, take a stance when they feel like they need to, going back to Jim Brown or Bill Russell or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Muhammad Ali, Colin Kaepernick. No matter what you think of him, in this era certainly comes to mind. And then you have the tragic shooting of the Georgia jogger, Ahmed Arbery, in February. And a lot of people have come out saying, you know, things about it, including LeBron James. But Tom Brady spoke out, the GOAT. What does it mean when Tom Brady, a white quarterback, speaks out on something like this?
Well, it speaks volumes because Tom has a great following, and people are going to listen to him, and maybe he'll open a few eyes that probably weren't open to this, that, you know, some people might want to turn their head at this whole tragic incident. But when a guy like Tom comes out and talks about something like this, it brings more conversation to the subject, and there's still a lot more to go with this case. I think a gentleman was arrested yesterday, the guy who was,
yes,
who was filming it, and there might be even more people that are involved as they go through the investigation. But what a tragic situation. A guy just jogging down the street and ends up dying at the end of it. That shouldn't happen in the United States. It shouldn't happen anywhere in the world, but definitely it shouldn't happen in this country.
Yeah, no doubt. Warren, before I let you go, I know you want to see football as badly as anybody at the collegiate level, the NFL, the youth levels. What's your gut tell you? What's going to happen in the fall?
You know, I think, Eric, it's going to happen in some way, somehow. I don't know if it's going to happen the way we're used to seeing it all the time. I think the football on the field will be what we're used to seeing, but there might be empty stadiums. There might be half-full stadiums. I think they're going to try and do everything they possibly can to make sure those players and everybody surrounding a football environment can be safe going into that environment. Whether it's, you know, the doctors, the trainers, the coaches, everybody that's involved, and the people working in the stadium, that I think they're working on day in and day out trying to get that part of it right. But I think there will be football before it's all said and done. It's just, I don't know exactly how it's going to look like from a production standpoint, but I'll take anything right now. You know, empty stadium with guys out there competing, that's all I really want to see. I just want to see some live competition of guys going after it. And if the fans can be involved, which is a big part of any game, we all know what they bring to the table as far as their enthusiasm, the inspiration, the noise, the energy that they give their home football team, all that is great from that standpoint. But if it's not there, we also know these guys go to practice every day. They have scrimmages during the preseason. They don't have big crowds there, and they still go out there and go after it.
All right, Warren, I'll save the hardest question for last. You have a choice of eating one chocolate chip cookie. You have an option of Mrs. Fields, Famous Amos, or Otis Spunkmeyer. Who are you going to go with?
Wow. You know, I like one better than that. What's the chicken place that serves the good chicken sandwiches? They're not open on Sundays.
Popeyes?
No.
Oh, Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A, they have some really good chocolate chip cookies. You try theirs. I think they're some of the best that I've had. And I've had chocolate chip cookies everywhere. And I call myself a connoisseur, and I really look for certain things within the cookie. And I really like their cookie as well as anybody. So I like theirs better than the three you just named.
All right. And let me add, Subway does a pretty good job, too. The dark chocolate cookies with the white chips, those are tasty.
They are tasty, but you try this other one. It's a really, really good one. Chick-fil-A, man. Chick-fil-A chocolate chip cookies. You wouldn't think that they would be known for their chocolate chip cookies. I saw them on the menu, and I said, I'm going to try one of these when I was getting a chicken salad, believe me, one day. And all of a sudden, I was in love with those. And now whenever I go there, I've got to have the chocolate chip cookies.
All right. Well, we appreciate the tip on the cookies. Warren, always great to talk to you. Have a great and safe holiday, and hopefully we'll see some games down the road.
Yeah, that would be great. And I look forward to talking to you down the road. And everybody stay safe out there and follow the guidelines.
All right. Thank you so much. He's the Hall of Fame quarterback, Warren Moon. Spent some time with the Minnesota Vikings. He came to you on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline on Newstalk 830 WCCO.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.